This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
You gave me two things that are very good to enjoy tonight. And one of them is the Mets are playing, and the other one is the sun is shining. It's about 70 degrees. Well, I did both of them. I put every channel on, and there's no Mets. Then I went outside. It was cold. So I want to thank you. That's it. Bye-bye.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. That Rockford bit was an actual voicemail left not for me, but for my best college buddy, Matt, from Oneonta, New York, back in 1974 when I met him. And I knew his dad and his mom. They're both huge Mets fans, so kind of appropriate. I'll send it to Matt. His Mets got eliminated. But how about the Dodgers? How about the Dodgers? Unbelievable. Today's guest, coming to us live from Istanbul, UCSB Economic Forecast Executive Director of the UCSB Economic Forecast and Associate Director of the UCSB Laboratory for Aggregate Economics and Finance, Peter Rupert. I don't know if I've ever asked him what that is. I probably have and I forgot. Topic today, he's been writing about rent control, and he wrote one article, Rent Control is a Renter's Nightmare? Really? We'll see what he has to say. Fourth segment is the weekly Multiplicity Sales Update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. First, before I forget, the 79 weeks, I've been giving you the median price of what's in escrow. At the end of the week, you have X number of listings pending. And I've always told you that number, but now for the prior 79 weeks, I've been telling you the median price. The median price the last month and a half is slowly going down. And it finally equated to the year-to-date median price coming off the $2.5 million where it's been stuck for a while, to now $2,475,000. But we'll circle back to that. The pending at the end of the week, for the week ending Halloween, October 31st, 2025, when Marion lost her dad. He was 90 years old in 1995. Isn't that something? She knew he was going to die on Halloween. I don't know why. And I don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. $2.3 million is the median price of the 91 pending listings for the week ending Halloween, October 31st, 2025. 91? What's going on? We're getting towards the end of the year. We should be slowing down. And I actually looked at a stat of months on the market, inventory on the market. It's kind of a wonky stat per Mark Schneep, but apparently I've done it once or twice a year, and at least you can go back 14 years and see a bit of a trend. But anyway, getting back to the pending listings, 91, that's huge. The last couple of weeks, it was in the 80s, which is already a rarity, but I don't know if we've had 91 in 79 weeks. So that's interesting. And the pending, as I mentioned, the median price of those pendings has been down the last month or so, and finally equates to the year-to-date median sales price down to $2,475,000. Earlier in the year, it was $2.8 million. And as the median price of what was in escrow has finally translated to reducing that median price from $2.5 million to $2,475,000. Not a huge drop. Again, the prior years, almost to the dollar, $2,250,000, the last 3 years, 2022, 2023, 2024, $2,250,000 on the 44th week of the year. So $2,475,000 this year, that's up 10%. But more interestingly, the number of sales is up over 13%, averaging almost 17.5 per week, 17.48. And what's even more interesting to me, the first 6 months of the year, we were averaging 17.42 sales per week. So it's gone up. Now, in fact, the second 6 months of 2024, it went up as well, just slightly. I mean, when you go from 17.42 to 17.48, that's 6/10. It's over a half. That's it's interesting, and what's translating that is we actually have 3.33 months worth of inventory. Again, kind of wonky. It's a wonky stat because things change. You know, it's almost like you're pretending everything's going to be the same. That we've averaged 17.48 sales per week for the first 44 weeks. So you multiply that by 4.33, and that gets you the number of sales per month that you've been averaging. And then you divide that into what's on the market today. And you go, okay, well, if we just continue to sell at this rate and that what's on the market today all sells out, everything would sell out in 3.33 months. But how good is that? Because it fluctuates. The number of sales per week fluctuates and the inventory fluctuates. But it's interesting to look at the last 14 years and see that from last year, you know, well, the talk is, you know, we're changing from a seller's market. It's not the sizzling hot market it was. And that's all true. Oh, I see Peter Rupert has already joined us. So he's hearing this. I was going to ask for some of his feedback after we do our topic. So 3.33 months worth of inventory. Last year at this time, 3.53 months. So despite the fact that there is evidence that the seller's hot market is not acidulating and the prices aren't, you know, insane and there's not a dozen offers and all this, still, median price is up and a reduction in the inventory favors the seller. 3.33 months inventory year to date this year. Last year, 3.53 months. The year before that, just under 3 months. Year before that, 1.75 months. Year before that, 0.86 months. Talk about a seller's market. That was in what year? 2021. And then before that, 2.13 months. And then before that, more of a balanced market in the fours, almost 5 months, etc. You go back to 2011, 6.96 months. So here we are today, 3.33. We're half of what it was. So 6.96 months, probably call that a buyer's market, but we'll let brighter minds like Peter Rupert make that call. You are listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with my guest, Peter Rupert, UCSB Economic Forecast Executive Director. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.